Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
He didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Myself, gotta hit the right button. Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You know, when I say that, I mean that sincerely. I want you to be part of the solution so you're not part of the problem. Get informed. All right? Know what the difference between the truth is and garbage that somebody's feeding you. You know, you don't need to settle for garbage. You can do the work yourself. Tune in to shows like this one to try to tell you the truth, try to show you the reality behind some of the stuff that you're hearing today. You know, I find all of this amazing. I mean, I'm telling you guys, whether you want to hear it or not, Trump will win the New York case in the appellate court. He's already won 4 or 5 times where this judge has been out of control. And just the mere fact that the judge made a mistake in writing his opinion and saying that Trump was not remorseful. That's what drove him to coming up, most of what drove him to coming up with what he came up with, the judge. He didn't have to be remorseful. He didn't do anything wrong. Right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, again, you've got Joe Biden calling for stricter, tougher gun laws, AOC, blobby. I mean, come on, are they this brain dead for real? What's the tougher gun laws? You know what they want? Totally making sure that nobody has a gun. They keep pounding on the law. These kids, you heard me, kids, how'd they get the guns? They got the guns illegally. They shouldn't have been carrying the gun. They broke the law in every way known to mankind. And yet, what you're going to do is you're going to make it tougher for people who've been through the test, who have a license to carry. You're going to punish them because of the criminals. Real criminals. And what do you do with the criminals? You let them in and out of jail in minutes. Minutes. Go look at some of the interviews with the gang members out of Chicago. They get in and out of these jail cells in no time at all. That's the infuriating thing about it. Enforce the law. If you still get the same numbers, if the same thing. Look, California, I had the numbers and I made a mistake. I didn't save them. California's got among some of the highest gun violence in the country. Right? The mass shootings. And we have the toughest gun laws. Shows you how it works, right? And yet, more and more and more, what you're seeing. Right, a swing state that just recently passed constitutional carry. Right now, you know, every Democrat loses his mind, elected Democrat, when you say we're not going to go to constitution carry. Oh, my God, it's going to be like the Wild Wild West. It's going to be amazing in the streets. People are going to be shooting each other up. Well, guess what? It's not what happens. Right? 6 of Ohio's 8 largest cities experienced a drop in gun crime. after the state allowed its citizens to carry concealed weapons without a permit, called Constitution Carry. That's the finding of a study by the Center for Justice Research, partnership between the Office of the Ohio Attorney General, Dave Yost, and the Bowling Green State University. Now, in June of 2022, Ohio's Constitution Carry law went into effect. In the year following the crime involving guns dropped across Ohio's eight law, you are not going to rob somebody if you don't think or don't know whether they're carrying a gun or not. And 95% of gun violence happens where? Anybody tell me? And gun-free zones. I mean, the criminals might be crazy, but they're not stupid. They know if you can't fight back, it's all good. They got a clear path. The researchers analyzed data spanning from June 2021 to June 2023. A year before and a year after the law took effect, they focused on crimes involving firearms. Right? Verified gunshot detection alerts and the number of officers struck by gunfire. Now, the study showed significant decreases in the number of crimes involving firearms in Akron, Columbus, and Toledo. Eight total, but those are the biggies. Now, Parma had the largest drop in gun crime at 22%. 22%. Right? And the others averaged 8 to 10%. Now, how do you take data like this, and you could write this for many states and cities that saw a decrease after they passed the constitutional carry. How do you deny this? How do you say, yeah, but, and then want us to believe that you're the smartest person in the room? Yeah, but I don't believe that that works, even though you have the stats and you have the professionals and you have the experts telling you, because I'm smarter than they are. Yost said he commissioned a study after the mayors of several large cities claimed the constitutional carry law caused more crime in their communities. It's, again, they love to spew things that they have absolutely no proof of. I generally did not know what the study would find, he said. He said, I thought it would be useful either way to know. And that's the other thing. They're so afraid of these things. Just like in California, I keep saying with the plastic bag. Right? They banned them because they were, you know, all over the place. They couldn't keep them down. They thought that would keep them down. Then they figured, okay, we'll charge for them. We'll make them a little stronger so they last longer. People will reuse them. We'll charge 10 cents a piece. And what happens? It doubles. The trash for plastic bag doubles. They don't reuse them even though they're paying a dime for them. And yet they're trying to figure out a way to make that law tougher. These people are brain dead. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Coming out, coming out. We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Right? And the reason I say that is that once you get informed, then you can truly engage in a way that makes it easier. Right? Makes it easier for you to, I don't even know at this point. Once you have that information, sit down and talk to people. When they ask, right, just sit down and talk to people. Let them know what you know to be truth. Seriously. All right, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation, the whole conversation, not part of the conversation. You know what I mean? All right. In the last segment, we were, you know, talking about constitutional carry. How the left just refuses to admit that every study you look at, when it's constitutional carry in a city, the crime rate goes down. Right? And when the mayor of one large city said, that he claimed that since the constitutional carry law went into effect, crime in the communities went up. Now, numbers don't lie, because that's what they use anyhow to fight back and to push back. When they did the research, it refutes what they're saying. Now, he goes on to say that it's not a downplay of a very real problem. Yeah, gun violence is a problem. Right? You don't need the research team to see that gun violence destroys lives, families, opportunities, the whole nine yards. It's not good. But the key takeaway from the study is that we have to keep the pressure on the criminals, not law-abiding citizens. And the Dems have been doing this for decades. Why is it that you punish law-abiding citizens for things that criminals are doing? Why don't you simply start enforcing the law? Stop letting them out without bail. Especially repeat offenders. I mean, we've seen more and more and more in San Francisco, Chicago, some of the big cities, where these people are let out and they go on to commit crime almost immediately. They've shot people. They've killed other people. Why? Why are you okay with this? The key takeaway from the study is that we have to keep pressure on the criminals who shoot people rather than Ohioans who responsibly exercise their Second Amendment right. He's right. If you're doing the law, you're adhering to the law, why do you have to, why do I have to get punished for that? Right? If gun control laws work so well, then why isn't Chicago the safest place in the country? Why isn't California the safest place? Los Angeles? Why aren't they the safest places on the planet? Because it doesn't work. These thugs, which in a lot of cases are nothing but cowards, if they think you might have a gun, if they think the people walking the streets might have guns, yeah, not going to happen. They're not going to take the chance. And then the left-wing activists, right, they're still trying to erode Americans' constitutional rights. Because even though the numbers don't prove it, because they're, like, you know, I always say to you, when they think something or they believe something to be true, it's true whether it is or not. Period. You know, in California, think about everything you have to go through to own a gun. And it's jumping through hoops, let me tell you what. And after all of that, especially to carry, you can only buy one gun a month. Now, I'm not suggesting that I'm going to go buy 50 every month or 5 a month. But let's say it's one of those, you know, I don't know, getting close to Christmas, whatever. And you want to buy yourself maybe a revolver and a semi-automatic. You can't. You can only buy one. So you got to choose, even though the Second Amendment doesn't do that at all to you. Doesn't say you're limited in any way. Matter of fact, it's probably one of the only non-qualified amendments. Think about that one. So this is, again, they're disingenuous. Not truthful. All right, let's see. I pick these stories out for you guys, and then what happens is I get irritated with another story, and I just go on and on. All right, more Gen Zs are entering the workforce for the first time, and they struggle to work with their older coworkers. Now, this is an HR survey that was done. When Gen Z, those in the workforce, they're about 26 years old, they'll represent 27% of the global workforce by 2025. Many are concerned about how the younger generation is adapted to the workplace. A new report found that some of those worries could be a reality. The Gen Z and millennials reported low productivity more than any other generation in the workplace. See, they don't think you should really pay them or base your respect for them or your value for them on what they produce. It's what kind of person they are. What kind of stickers they have in their cubicle, you know? Whether they have that little sticker that says, all are welcome here. You know, if they have that, they want, like, high points. No, I want you to produce. I don't care what you have for stickers. Really, seriously. And 37 to 30% respectively, this was compared to just 22 and 14% of Gen X and baby boomers who said the same thing. However, there was one key factor that contributed to the workers being more likely to report low productivity, and it came down to the age of the people they were working with. Now, overall, employees with large age gaps with their employers reported far worse productivity with those who had managers 12 years or older. Right? They were 1.5 times more likely to report low productivity. It's a mindset. It's what the expectation is of the quote-unquote baby boomer as opposed to what Gen Z or millennials. Right? Now, not everyone believes the numbers fully paint the younger generation as ones to blame. Contrary to popular belief, some argue that it's not just the younger generation struggling to work with their older counterparts. That's from HR consultant Brian Driscoll said that the problem lies in both directions. I got to hear this one. He says that the report merely highlights the symptom, not the cause, right? It's dysfunctional. It's occurring in many workplaces as Gen Z millennials and Gen X and baby boomers all try to work together. You can't have four different experts. Look, if you're working on a line or whatever the situation is, there's an expectation for productivity and nobody cares what generation you belong to. Right? It shouldn't be about a generational gap. Can you do the job and will you do the job? Don't go far. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few.
Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A verdict has been handed down in the civil fraud trial in New York City involving former President Trump. The ruling says Trump must pay in excess of $350 million. It also imposes a 3-year ban on his business activities within New York State. A former FBI informant faces charges for allegedly lying about President Biden's involvement in his son Hunter's foreign business dealings. President Biden confirmed the ex-informant's falsehoods and urged House Republicans to drop their impeachment inquiry. The indictment is a setback for House Republicans, who have used Alexander Smirnov's allegations in their push to impeach the president. Egypt is reportedly building a refugee camp near the Gaza border in anticipation of potential conflict if Israel attacks the southern city of Rafah. Sources indicate to Reuters that an area is being readied near Gaza with basic facilities to shelter Palestinians. John Schaefer, USA News.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5568. Look, get involved, get engaged, right? Be part of the solution. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me. Look, go over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell. He's made a way for some of us to keep making money online, seriously. You know, because it's become good, because I didn't even get that off my tongue. It's become almost impossible, right, for us to be able to, commentators, conservative commentators especially, to make money online. And, you know, Facebook and Twitter and X and O and P and Q and whatever they are, right, they've now made it next to impossible again for us to make some money. So here's the deal. It's not that hard. Go over to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell has gone out of his way to help us out. He's gone out of his way to make it possible for us to make money. Right? And again, you're buying product. I'm not asking you to give me something for free. You're actually buying product. And that's a big deal. Seriously. Because you know you're going to get value for you. Some of you don't want to donate, and I don't blame you. At least you get something for the product. When you get there, they have, you know, for your honey, slippers, bathrobes. Towels are great, by the way. They really are. The towels, sheets, mattress covers. You've got the pillows, pillowcases, multiple pillows now. And the beauty is, if you really hate him, can't stand him anymore, you just simply send him back. He doesn't give you a hard time about it or anything. Just send it back. That simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Talking about Gen Z, Gen X, Gen I, Gen O, whatever, millennials, how they're all working together, because they're not. There's different expectations in the workplace, different expectations as to productivity, what needs to get done and how. There was a report recently put out, right, that would argue with the issues are from both sides of the aisle. But really, honestly, if I'm the baby boomer who owns the company, I want a certain amount of productivity, and I can get that. Maybe not with the first 22 people, but I can get that. And it's not just about age or generation gaps, the writer of the survey said. It's about changing attitudes towards work, evolving technologies, different communication styles. It's telling us that the old ways of work simply don't work for younger generations. In other words, I've noticed that these younger generations are not motivated by money in any way, shape, manner, or form. Right? They want to be rich. They want to be well off. They don't want to have to work really hard. Not realizing that you work hard in the beginning, and later on you won't have to work as hard. Kristen Nazabo, a career coach who wrote the Job Joy, she said baby boomers grew up with more security, loyalty, and pride in what they did for work. It was a key part of their identity, but for Gen Z and millennials, that's not the case. Gen Z does not have the luxury of job security. Pensions are a thing of the past. They've seen in recent years how one can sacrifice their well-being for a job only to be laid off without a reason and no pension. Also, Gen Z also grew up being aware of the online gig economy. Right? Views work just as part of a full... I mean, there's all kinds of ways they can make money online and not have to do the same thing day after day after day after day after day after day after day. And they track that. And companies are really worried about how low productivity translates to missed deadlines, right? Conflict, financial losses. I mean, especially when you get up in the military world, machining world, where you have to be very precise. You've got a schedule to meet. Nobody cares if somebody says something bad about you on Facebook or Twitter or any one of those where you have a meltdown and can't work for a week. Seriously. All generations need to make an effort, he says, to understand and respect each other, work styles, or perspectives, and so forth. But here's the problem with that line of thinking. It's not a matter of, if I'm sitting there with a millennial or Gen Zer, and they say, you don't get it, this is what we're looking at, this is what we need to do, this is where the problems are. And I simply say something, I don't agree with you. I've been through all that stuff, and I'm fine now. All of a sudden, I'm a hater. I've ruined their day, now they can't work, and it's my fault. Right? Think about it. You know I'm not joking. It's seriously, that's what you hear. For baby boomers and Gen X, right, you need to learn how to embrace new technologies. You need to accept change. I do embrace. Look at me. I embrace technologies. They're not the catch-all, end-all, be-all. If my phone dies, my world has to come to an end. For the Gen Z and millennials, it involves appreciating and the experience and the wisdom that older generations bring to the table. Except I'll always listen to a different perspective, but it better make sense. And I mean it better make sense. If I'm the guy put up the money, I'm the guy put up the resources, I'm the guy sticking my neck out, you have to sell me. I'm not going to do it just because you sound good. You sound like you have a clue. Seriously. They're looking for a vibe where their voices are heard and they feel like they're part of something bigger, not just being told what to do. But you work for somebody who pays you. You do what you're told to do. I mean, honestly, if that's why right now the numbers show that there are more illegals getting jobs than there are Americans, there are more immigrants, legal immigrants getting jobs than Americans, young Americans especially. Is that because they're so picky, even not having a job, they're picky about getting one? Right? You have to ask the question. There has to be a reason behind it, and you can't be afraid, Ed, or worried to say anything. I don't care who you are. You love getting my blood pressure up, I can tell. And here's another good one for you. Harvard professor. He said that all hell broke loose when his study found no racial bias in police shootings. Oh, no, that can't be possible. Yeah, Harvard professor said that. All hell broke loose when he was forced to go out in public with armed security after he published a study that found no evidence of racial bias in police shootings. During a sit-down conversation with Barry Weiss of the Free Press, right, Harvard economics professor Roland Fryer discussed the fallout from a 2016 study that he published on racial bias. He specifically chose Houston. The study found that police were more than twice as likely to manhandle, beat, or use some other kind of non-fatal force against blacks and Hispanics than against people of other races. However, the data also determined that officers were 23%, or almost 24%, less likely to shoot at blacks. Right? Wow. That's a big number. Before I claimed the data showed no racial difference in the officer shootings, he said all hell broke loose and his life was upended. The left came out of the woodwork and they threatened him, threatened his job, threatened his family. And yet we're the violent ones. The ones on the right are the violent ones. Fryer received the first of many complaints and threats 4 minutes after the publication hit. One guy said, "Hey, you're so full of blank." Fryer said the people quickly lost their minds. Some of his colleagues refused to believe the results. They asked him for months not to print the data. They didn't check the data, according to the article. They just didn't want him to publish it. Why not? Isn't that what it's all about, is publishing truth, doing what you got to do? Look, I wouldn't want him to publish it if he, I don't know, if he showed that MAGA people are more likely to shoot someone than non-MAGA people. But if the numbers actually bore that out, if you actually did the study, then you couldn't refute it, could you? You'd have to do your own study to prove it different. Now, he's a world-renowned economist, right? And he knew from the comments by faculty that he was likely to garner big backlash. So, because the study did not fit his narrative. Or their narrative, I should say. Well, do you want truth? Or just want it to fit your narrative? So, it's your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going hell.
I am back. Hopefully you are, too. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5566. Get involved, get engaged, truly be, as I like to say, part of the conversation. You got to be part of the conversation. You get informed. You know, again, there's a lot of guys out there, a lot of girls out there, a lot of people out there that do shows like this. And the thing that bothers me the most is you need to understand they don't have all the answers for you. I know they'd like to believe they do, and you believe they do, but we got a mouth. We got a mouth and a microphone. Do we have a clue? Yeah. Bring on people that help us understand. Bring on people, hopefully, help you understand. Because that's the second part of it, right? And that's the way it should be. We're providing information. You do what you want with it. You can flush it for all I care, but at least I put it out there, and you can step out on it if you wish. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. Here we go again. So Los Angeles County is screaming about, you know, gun control again. Third suspect is in custody, stemming from a shooting spree that killed four people, including a minor, in the span of just a few hours. And the L.A. County Sheriff's Department is talking about it and wants help with it. Now, there's no details about the juveniles, keep that in mind, that were detained, right? I say that, talk about it like that, because juveniles shouldn't have guns. Where'd they get them? All right? They're running around the county shooting people. Where'd they get the guns? Where do the kids, where do the juveniles get the guns? Right? We had a young animal who shot a cop, and they let him go. It's just crazy. Two men were earlier charged with murder with connection to the string of shootings that occurred overnight last weekend in Los Angeles County. The killings appear to be random murder sprees. Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department Captain Andrew Meyer spoke about at a news conference. Investigators were able to connect the incidents because the same Honda Pilot vehicle was seen near each crime scene. See, I told you, they're not smart people. The adult suspects, 42-year-old Gary Garcia and 20-year-old Timberland Wayne McNeely, they were charged with four counts of murder, two counts of attempted, willful, deliberate, premeditated murder. They will face special circumstances allegations of multiple murders and shooting from a motor vehicle. I doubt it. Right? The face of devastation. No, actually, that's not true. It is an election year. Gascon is petrified. In the face of the devastating crime spree that claimed the lives of four innocent people, including a child, my heart aches for the victims and their grieving families. That's according to District Attorney Gascon. I never heard him say that before. Never. Right? Multiple communities have been terrorized by these men. These cruel, callous, I wouldn't call them men, I'd call them animals. Yeah, sorry. Not sorry. Garcia and McNeely were scheduled to be arraigned Thursday, but the court date was rescheduled. Prosecutors are asking that the suspects be held without bail because they face a maximum sentence of life in prison without the possibility of parole. Authorities believe Garcia and McNeely are gang members. They wouldn't give any more than that. Garcia has an extensive criminal history. Again, I say, where did he get the gun? Doesn't he know the gun laws? Doesn't he know that you can't own a gun if you've had a felony? No? Did he know that you couldn't shoot at people? Maybe he didn't know that. Maybe he didn't know murder was illegal. I don't know. Maybe we should make murder more legal. Maybe that'll stop him from using guns. What do you think? Investigators believe there may be one additional man involved in the shootings. Two of the victims, Kevin Parada, 24, and 14-year-old Javier Pedraza, lost 14 years old. Really? Amazing. And, you know, and again, enforce the law. Can you just enforce the darn law? Because if you enforce the law, then you got something to do. Right? I mean, if you enforce the law, then we really know whether the gun laws are working or not. But right now, you can't say they're not working. You can't say we need stricter gun laws. We have some of the strictest gun laws there are. Again, California, Chicago, New York City. Right? It's just amazing. Another light went on moment. New York Times finally admitted that schools are teaching our kids divisive critical race theory. I'm sorry, the New York Times said that? That's been a lie. You know, forever they've been telling us CRT is teaching honest history. It's not. I've been through it. I've seen it. I've seen the curriculum. That's been, you know, I mean, that's been the lie educators, teachers, unions, they've all been saying this for over 3 years now. Nobody actually sat down, or not many, except the people who are on the side of it, sat down to go through the curriculum and lay out exactly what it was that was not historically accurate. Now, the New York Times concedes the parents were right. I'm sorry. What did they say? Oh, they said the parents were right. Correct in pushing back on this. Wow. In a front-page article on Friday, New York Times, Ethnic Studies collides with Israel-Hamas war, the education reporter Dana Goldstein wrote. And he wrote about the, I don't know, a disconnection between K-12 education and factual history. The article is about the blatant anti-Semitism embedded in California's ethnic studies curriculum. Now, that's supposed to be taught in all schools, ethnic studies, which is really CRT. Go look. The legislation was pushed off by the 310,000-member-strong California Teachers Association. I'm sorry, it was pushed by them, not off. The largest affiliate of our country's largest teacher union. Now, Goldstein reports pro-Palestinian activism is a core component of the ethnic studies discipline. I'm surprised they don't have pro-Nazi stuff in there. No, really, seriously. If you're going to lie, go all the way. Why hide anything? California curriculum likens Palestinians to Native Americans, refer to Israel's founding as a settler. This is all lies. The categorizing Israeli Jews as European settlers. Lies. But who's going to speak out? Who's going to do something about it? Goldstein quotes University of California Riverside professor Dylan Rodriguez, equating teaching Zionism to teaching creationism. Right? He just goes through all these crazy things. And anti-Semitism is embedded in ethnic studies. In 2022, a white paper was written, The Very Foundation of Good Citizenship, The Legal and Pedagogical Case for Culturally Responsive and Racially Inclusive Public Education for All Students. But it really isn't inclusive. Right? It's exclusive. It's exclusive of the truth. Give them the information. Let them decide. Right? I mean, it's, again, amazing. The NEA defines ethnic studies as the interdisciplinary study of social, political, economic, historical perspectives of the United States' diverse racial and ethnic groups. Ethnic studies helps foster cross-cultural understanding among both students of color and white students, and it aids students in valuing their own culture, except if you're Jewish, except if you're white, while appreciating differences around them. We know this is a lie. Ethnic studies, Rodriguez explains, is not a descriptive curriculum that speaks to various ethnic and racial groups. It's a critical analysis of the way power works in society. Goldstein herself confesses ethnic studies is indeed ideological. Now, some of us have been saying that forever, and we're called all kinds of nice names. It's just amazing. Yep. Hey, Bible says the truth will find you out. Don't worry about it. Your lie will expose you, as it already has. And all you got to do is keep exposing it, keep pushing back, keep saying something. Don't let them get away with it. That's the biggest part. Don't back down and say we're never going to win. You know, the kicker in the article, critical race theory and systemic racism are key concepts in the discipline. And the California curriculum includes gender expression. Right? The New York Times just confirmed everything parents have been ridiculed for, shamed for, silenced, labeled as domestic terrorists is true. The parents were right. New York Times, this is not a far right-wing rag, believe me. And Newsom is calling. Yeah, you know, just amazing. If you can get your hands on a copy, go for it. I know some of you will be outraged by what it has to say, but at least they're telling the truth for once. So I'm seeing your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid over the weekend. President's Day is on Monday. All those birthdays wrapped up in one. Tell your grandkids, your kids. Let people know what it's about and what those presidents really did. God bless, guys. Have a great rest of the day.